Hello and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you and may this podcast contribute to all of you in ways that we never thought possible. So in today's episode, I am wanting to just speak to how we limit ourselves and how we resist things. And this whole past week has just been so much energy. Even in my coaching program, as we kind of wrapped up week four, around the resistance and how much resistance there is in the world, resistance to what is, resistance to all of these things. And it just made me realize that sometimes it's the resistance that makes things persist. So I don't know if you've ever heard of whatever you resist persists, but I've just become so aware of all of the resistance. And so I'm going to offer maybe some tools here and just share a little bit around all of that. If you haven't joined my spiritual self-care group on Facebook, I encourage you to go there and join us. I kind of am sharing the links for a 10-day meditation series. So there's a lot of valuable content there in your spiritual self-care. It's a great community of like-minded individuals and support and guidance for life, because we all know that life isn't always easy. And when we have the tools for more ease and joy, that just creates so much more in our world. So definitely go and check that out and join us there. So, as I said, whatever we resist persists. And so something that I kind of had the awareness of recently was that, you know, we all have those things about our bodies that maybe we don't like, or we're not happy with, or we wish were different. And, you know, there is no perfect body out there. And I've been really kind of looking at perfectionism, and like I say, I'm a recovering perfectionist. I've really let go over the last decade plus, and you know, there's always more that we can do to improve. And so something that I realized was that I really have never really liked my arms. I shouldn't say never, probably more in my, even my upper body. That just seems to be, if I have excess weight, that's always where it goes, which is actually kind of kept me in check, because when it's showing up on your face and you see pictures of yourself, like there's no hiding it, right? I've had girlfriends who like maybe put more weight on their lower end, and that's easy to hide. And it's easy to, like, when you see pictures of yourself, think that you look great. And but that can get out of control too when the scale is climbing and all of a sudden you realize you're over 200 pounds, right? So, and again, no right, no wrong. It's all in your health and how you feel. Those are the most important things. And I think that beauty is in everything. But I also think that it's important to be truthful with ourselves, because I know that there are lots of overweight people who really aren't healthy. They're trying to fool themselves that they're fine, and they're not. They don't feel good. They're not dealing with maybe their issues, and they're using food as that addiction to cover them up. So again, it's just speaking to truth. As I say, there's no right and no wrong. There's just choice. So as I had this awareness around my arms and not really being happy with them, I just realized that I was kind of resisting what was. And so I did a little bit of work and releasing around that. And it can be very, very quick and simple. A very quick and simple process. And then all of a sudden, we were out somewhere and I noticed somebody, we were at an event and I noticed someone who had similar arms to me. And all of a sudden I could just see her beauty. Like, whereas maybe before I would have judged that, and thought, I don't like that. Just because I don't like that about myself doesn't mean that, you know, I thought anything bad of her. It's just, you know, one of those things that's, you know, pertinent to me. So what it showed me was that I had shifted, and it was like, wow, that's so cool, because I could see her arms as beautiful, even though they looked just like mine. And, you know, it was something I was resisting a week prior. And, you know, and as I've kind of let that go, it's just like, it doesn't matter to me. And even as those old patterns, like I go to put on a tank top, I thought, oh, I don't like wearing tank tops. I don't like showing my arms. When I went to put on my tank top, it was weird. It was freeing because I just didn't care. And I just thought, it doesn't matter. Like, these are my arms. Like, I am beautiful as I am. And no one's going to notice. And I think before, with all the judgment I had, I was probably drawing attention to them as well. And other people were probably judging them as I was, because you create an energy around that. And now all of a sudden I just feel free and I feel like nobody cares about my arms. And so it's just very interesting, the energy that we can create and the lies that we can create and get wrapped up in. And this reminds me of another story of someone who, I was driving behind someone and they were kind of being pokey. And then I got behind them and I saw their plate and I was just like, oh yeah, it's a farmer plate. And you know what's interesting is, like, I realized that it was like judgments. But then what I realized was it wasn't my own judgments. I was, again, we're very aware beings. And so sometimes we're aware of things and we're buying it as real and true as though we think it's ours, but it's actually not. We're picking up on the awareness of others and how they're judging themselves. And so, because I was like, why would I care? Like, I don't care. And then I realized that this man was judging himself. And I think he just seemed like the sweetest little man. And he was old and, you know, probably retired and worked very hard his whole entire life for everything he had. And yet he was judging himself because he was just a farmer. And it's like, you know what? We all have a role to play. Every single one of us. You know, even people who love to clean bathrooms, or maybe they don't love it, but that's their job. I appreciate when I go out in public and there's a clean bathroom. So, like, we have to appreciate everything and every job, and we have to stop being so judgmental around what people are choosing and what they are creating in their lives. So now I'm going to just share the little tool here that helps me to get out of resistance. So first of all, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to just trust the first thing that kind of comes to your mind, because then we want to, like, fool around and say, well, no, not really that or whatever. But I want you to trust the first thing that comes to your mind. And so what is it that you are resisting currently? What is it that you don't like in your life, or what is stressing you in your life, and what are you resisting? What is that thing? And if you could let go of that resistance right now, if I could show you a tool, a powerful transformative tool to release that, when we let go of that resistance, it could change everything. Would you do it? And so here's my tool. So whatever it is that you are resisting, whatever it is that you don't like in your life, what, even if it's pain or discomfort in your body, like, let's say your hip is aching and it's like we try to avoid it and we don't want to feel it. But the fact is, it's giving us a sign. It's saying, look at me. I'm in pain. I am uncomfortable. What is it that you need to change, maybe, that would end that, right? Like, maybe it's repetitive motion or whatever. Maybe it's an injury that you haven't dealt with. Maybe you just need to go get a massage. Like, whatever. Ask your body to show you what's required. Maybe you're not getting the proper nutrients and you need to get some supplements in order for your body to heal and repair itself. Our food, if you're not eating local and growing your own food, our food is no longer nutrient dense. And I mean, even our soils are depleted, because I think we haven't been taught to recycle and do compost and return those nutrients to the soil. We're always taking, 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 but we never give back. And especially with the world's practices now of growing food, it's just, it's not sustainable. We really have to think about that, but off on another tangent. So I'm going to teach you now how to release the resistance. Okay. So what I say, and I mean, even today I stepped on the scale and honestly, like, I've been feeling really good. And I think because I've been working out, I've probably been building some muscle. So I was a few pounds heavier than I thought I was going to be, just because my clothes are fitting amazing and I feel good in my clothes. And I was in my bathing suit yesterday. I even felt good in my bathing suit because I've been working on letting go of this resistance. And so when I stepped on the scale today, and you know what? I don't step on the scale all the time, but I use that as a way of keeping myself in check. Because, you know, sometimes you can just tell yourself, oh, you're fine. Like, you know, your clothes are fitting fine. You're fine. Or, Or maybe they're a little type, but you're just like, oh, I'm just retaining water or whatever that might be. And maybe you are. But I just find that the numbers don't lie. And I just want to make sure that I'm looking after myself and that I'm not overeating and that I'm not doing things out of whatever that might be. Addiction, habit, boredom, whatever it might be. So anyway, I stepped on the scale and was a few pounds heavier than I expected it to be. And I just thought, oh, okay, well, that's not going to get me down, because before that would have gotten me down, because I'd be like, I thought I've been doing really good. And no, I didn't, because it's like, I feel great. I know I'm eating well. And so I just said, oh, okay, well, that's what the scale said. And I love that. When I was not liking my arms, I said the same thing. It was like, oh, my arms feel big and I love that. Or if you're not comfortable with saying, and I love that, because a lot of people really resist that, I say, and that's okay. I don't like my arms today, and that's okay. I've never liked my arms, and that's okay. Or I don't like the weight I'm at right now, and that's okay. Because all it takes is making different choices and everything changes. And you know, as I've been doing this and practicing, honestly, I want to eat healthier. I've been eating less. Like I'm just giving myself permission and everything's changing. So what if whatever you're resisting persists? And what if you could just let it go? So try this tool, and with whatever I asked you, that question, whatever came up, whatever you're resisting currently, would you be willing to say, my finances suck right now, and that's okay? Because things can turn on a dime once you acknowledge your power and your potency. And that's part of my coaching program. So if you're interested in creating change in your life and getting transformation, I really highly encourage you to consider taking my 8-week coaching program and joining us, because that's what it's about. It's about transformative tools that work and get change. And I don't really know how you can put a price tag on something that one of my clients actually increased his property value by nearly $50,000. And, you know, at the time he took a program with me that, you know, my program has gone up in price, but at the time he had paid $300 for that class. And, you know, was that $300 worth it for him to increase his property value by $50,000 just by using some tools that I taught? So are you willing to be the change in your life? Are you willing to acknowledge that you are the creator of your life? And are you willing to step into that? It's powerful, it's potent, and it works. So that's my episode for today. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want to see what we're up to, join us in the Spiritual Self-Care Facebook group. It's currently called Spiritual Self-Care Live. Sometimes I go live in there, and remember to acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.